Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Yesterday marked 1 year since all schools in England had to close for the majority of pupils. Today marks a year since I've been grateful every day on Facebook for things that have happened. And I'm really grateful that schools, although we've had to close twice in the interim period, they are now open again for all of our pupils. I'm grateful that the infection rates are going downwards. I'm grateful that so many people in our country have now had the COVID vaccine, and it does look like we have got a route out of the situation that we've been in. And I long for the day that churches can be open again and we can meet together in person and not have to do this online. Over the past few weeks, we've been on our journey exploring discipleship through the book of Philippians. Max started off talking about having confidence in Christ. Because God is in control, we can be confident that nothing can prevent him from completing the good work he's begun in every believer. Peter then spoke to us about living in Christ. For Paul, the author of Philippians, life was about knowing Jesus better and telling others about him. His greatest joy in life was Jesus Christ, and nothing, not even death, could take his joy away from him. Fleur then spoke to us about being one in Christ. She told us her daughter Joy was named after an acronym: Jesus first, yourself last, and others in between. And I wonder if how many of you over the last few weeks have been working out an acronym for your names. Last week, Max spoke to us again. He spoke about being obedient in Christ. And I was really challenged by the words of Philippians 2 verse 12. Work out your salvation. Not work for your salvation, work out your salvation. Because our salvation is already won for us through what Jesus did on the cross. So we don't have to work for it. But we do need to work it out through our relationships, through being obedient to Christ for obedience sake and not for the sake of being watched. So we don't do things just because other people see that we're doing them. And I can't believe we've taken all of that from the first two chapters of Philippians. Also included in Philippians chapter 2 are the wonderful words we often say as a creed. Philippians 2 verse 5. Your attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in appearance as man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. What wonderful words that we so often say in our service. And today it's my turn and we're moving on to Philippians chapter 3. And we're thinking about being righteous in Christ. Many people, Christians included, think that God will accept them because of the good things that they do, or indeed because of the bad things that they don't do. But they miss the point here, and that's not what the Bible tells us. Christianity accepts us because of what Jesus has already done for us on the cross, not because of what we do or what we don't do. And Paul, in religious terms, had done everything right. If you like, he was a super Jew. And if anybody had reason to boast about his Jewishness, he did. He was born in the tribe of Benjamin, one of only two tribes who were still following God. He was circumcised on the eighth day, as in accordance with the Old Testament law. He was raised as a Pharisee. He had a zeal for the law. In fact, his zeal and passion were so great, he persecuted the church. As for righteousness based on the law, he was faultless. Why did Paul feel that he needed to boast and list his Jewish credentials? Well, the church in Philippi clearly had Jewish Christians and Gentile Christians, and the Jewish Christians thought they were better because they'd followed the Old Testament law. They'd been circumcised. Obviously, they were God's chosen people. They were going to have to be better. That, though, is not what the Bible tells us. And Paul tells us to watch out for the mutilators of the flesh and says that those who are truly circumcised are those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he did on the cross. Because as Christians, we are released from the Old Testament law. And in the Old Testament, circumcision was a sign of the flesh. It was a sign that you belonged to God. Now we have a new circumcision. We have a circumcision of the heart. And the sign of that circumcision should be the life that we live, the life we live of faith. For Paul, who boasted about his Jewish credentials, he now considers that all a loss for the sake of Christ. He realised his own righteousness was actually rubbish. And his real reason for boasting: I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. Paul found righteousness that came from God based on the basis of faith, not on the basis of the family we're born into, not on the basis of the goodwill and the good works we've done, but on the basis of who Jesus is and what Jesus did by dying on the cross. That is why Paul could boast. Our Old Testament reading today was from the book of Deuteronomy, from Deuteronomy 10. And it starts with the words, "and now," an expression commonly used to mark the climax of a speech. Before this, we've had a recital of what God has done. And now the listeners need to prepare for what they need to do and for their personal response. So what does God ask them to do? To fear the Lord. To walk in obedience to him. To love him. To serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul. To observe the Lord's commands. And although I've said that we're free from the law of the Old Testament, actually, isn't this still what we want to do? Don't we still want to fear the Lord, to walk in obedience to him, to love him, to serve him with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength, and to observe the Lord's commands? In fact, Jesus summarised the Old Testament law, didn't he? To love your neighbour as yourself and love the Lord your God. That's what we need to do. And in verse 16, it says, "Circumcise your hearts, therefore, and do not be stiff-necked any longer. For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality and accepts no bribes." Moses gave the people of Israel laws to follow. In Philippians 3, we're reminded we don't become acceptable to God by obeying the law of Moses. God accepts us because of our faith. And I just want to read some of those words from Philippians 3 in the Contemporary English Version. "All I want is Christ, and to know that I belong to him. I could not make myself acceptable by God by obeying the law of Moses. God accepted me simply because of my faith in Christ." Those same words in the NIV. I've lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in him. Not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. Our righteousness in God comes from the basis of our faith. That Jesus Christ was born as a man. He died on the cross, but he didn't stay there. On the third day, he rose again and he ascended into heaven and he's seated at the right hand of the Father. And he did all of that so that we can be free. Our righteousness doesn't come in what we do. Our righteousness comes through our faith in Jesus Christ. And I pray for you all this week that you may live and walk in that righteousness.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.